Ever feel like all the health advice we hear about obesity is kind of repetitive?
Yeah, for sure. Like, it's always obesity is bad for you, which, I mean, of course, it has downsides, but.
But it's way more complex than that, right?
Exactly. And when it comes to breast cancer risk, things get really interesting.
Well, get ready for a plot twist, because in this deep dive, we're talking about a recent meta-analysis published in BMC Women's Health.
BMC Women's Health, great journal.
That found some really surprising connections between obesity and breast cancer risk.
Now, before anyone tunes out thinking, Meta, what now? Just hang on.
Yeah, seriously, meta-analysis is actually really cool when you think about it.
It basically combines data from a ton of studies.
Over 100 in this case, which is a lot.
Oh, yeah, tons.
So it gives us a really broad and comprehensive look at this connection.
And trust me, the findings will surprise you.
Okay, so you're ready to dive in?
Totally.
One of the most fascinating things about this study is that it found that the relationship between obesity and breast cancer risk actually changes depending on whether a woman is premenopausal or postmenopausal.
Yep, it's not as simple as obesity equals higher risk,
Right.
unfortunately.
Right. So first, let's unpack that premenopausal surprise. This study suggests obesity might actually be linked to a lower risk of breast cancer in premenopausal women.
Which seems counterintuitive, right?
Totally. Do we know why that might be?
Well, the leading theory focuses on how obesity affects hormones.
Hormones like estrogen.
Exactly. Estrogen is a big player in breast cancer development. And it turns out that premenopausal women who are obese tend to have lower levels of progesterone
Progesterone, okay.
and shorter exposures to estrogen.
Interesting. So is that because of like differences in their cycles?
You got it. Longer menstrual cycles often mean less estrogen exposure overall.
So it's like this whole hormonal balancing act going on.
Precisely. And that altered hormonal landscape, especially the lower estrogen exposure, that researchers think might be playing a role in that lower breast cancer risk they saw.
Now, it is important to point out that this protective effect they observed was statistically significant only for European women.
Good point.
And just so everyone knows, statistically significant essentially means the findings are unlikely to be due to random chance.
Yeah, it's like saying, we're pretty sure this is real, but.
It doesn't necessarily mean that this effect will be the same for every woman.
Right, and that's something that definitely needs more research to fully understand.
Absolutely. Okay, so we talked about premenopause. What about postmenopausal women?
So when we shift to postmenopausal women, the picture changes a bit. Here, the findings are closer to what we might expect. Obesity is linked to a higher risk of breast cancer.
Okay, so why the switch? Why would obesity seemingly have opposite effects before and after menopause?
The key is where estrogen comes from after menopause. Before, it's mostly the ovaries doing the heavy lifting, but once the woman goes through menopause, the ovaries kind of retire from estrogen production.
Retirement for the ovary is interesting.
And then fat cells or adipose tissue become a major source of estrogen.
So after menopause, more body fat could mean higher estrogen levels.
Exactly. And it's this extra estrogen that researchers believe might be contributing to that increased breast cancer risk we see in postmenopausal women who are obese.
It's amazing how complex our bodies are, right? All these systems working together.
It's incredible.
But let's circle back to that geographical difference for a second. We talked about how the protective effect of obesity in premenopausal women was statistically significant only for European women.
Right.
What about in postmenopausal women? Did they see that link between obesity and breast cancer risk across the board?
Well, for postmenopausal women, the study actually found that the increased risk of breast cancer linked to obesity was pretty consistent.
So it didn't matter as much where they were in the world.
Not really, no. The association was there across Asian, North American, African, and European populations.
Wow. So regardless of where you are, if you're postmenopausal, maintaining a healthy weight seems super important for managing breast cancer risk.
Definitely a good idea. But it's important to emphasize that this doesn't mean every postmenopausal woman who is overweight will develop breast cancer.
Right. It's not a guarantee, more like a piece of the puzzle.
Exactly. And this is where understanding your personal risk factors is key. Talk to your doctor. They can help you put those pieces together.
It's all about putting the pieces together, and this study gives us some really crucial pieces to think about.
It does. For instance, the link between obesity and increased risk after menopause, that seems pretty solid across different regions.
So that connection after menopause seems pretty consistent no matter where you live.
Yeah, pretty much. Which is really important for a lot of women. But again, not every postmenopausal woman who is overweight will develop breast cancer, right?
Right, of course not. It's just one factor to consider.
Exactly. Family history, genetics, reproductive history, all those things play a role too. But this study really highlights that weight management is something within our control.
It's empowering, right, to know that there are things you can actively do.
Absolutely. Making informed choices for your health is key. And that's where these findings can be really helpful for individuals and healthcare providers.
So how do we take all this information and actually put it to use?
Good question.
What does it mean for understanding breast cancer risk on a larger scale?
Well, for one, it really underscores the need for a more personalized approach to breast cancer prevention.
No more one size fits all.
Exactly.
This is where that individual approach becomes so important. What could that actually look like?
Okay, so imagine you're approaching menopause. You sit down with your doctor, you talk about your weight, your lifestyle, any family history of breast cancer.
Yeah.
And together, you come up with a plan that works for you.
A personalized roadmap.
I like that, a roadmap. And that roadmap might include things like aiming for a healthy weight, getting regular exercise, and figuring out the best screening guidelines based on your own risk factors, not just general recommendations.
It's like having a personalized health plan tailored to you.
Exactly. And it all starts with talking to your doctor. They can help you navigate all of this information and make the best choices for you.
Absolutely. And it's not just about individual choices either. This research could have big implications for public health initiatives, right?
It definitely does. It's kind of a wake-up call, you know? Like, we need to be smarter about how we approach public health messaging around this. Exactly. We need to move away from those generic health campaigns
right. And
get more targeted, more specific.
So less everyone should be doing this and more here's what makes sense for you based on your age, your background.
Exactly. Like, imagine instead of a general campaign about healthy eating, you have one specifically designed for premenopausal women, maybe even tailored for different cultural backgrounds.
Right, because what works for one group might not work for another.
And we have to be really careful with how we talk about the findings for premenopausal women, you know?
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Just because the study found this potential protective effect of obesity, it absolutely doesn't mean that gaining weight is a good thing.
Right. Like, hey, want to lower your risk? Gain some weight. Definitely not the message.
Not at all. Healthy lifestyle choices, like maintaining a healthy weight throughout your life, are still super important for everyone.
It's about finding that balance.
Exactly. And this study just gives us a more nuanced way to understand the risks and how they might be different for different women.
It really highlights how much we don't know about how our bodies work, you know?
It's true. There's so much we're still learning.
It's like, it's not just our choices that affect our risk. It's also our biology, our environment, where we come from. It's a lot.
It really is. But the more we learn about all those things, the better we can understand breast cancer risk, both for individual women and for whole populations.
And that knowledge is power, right?
Absolutely. The more you know about your own risk factors and the latest research, the more informed decisions you can make with your doctor.
It's like having a secret weapon against breast cancer information.
I love that information as a secret weapon.
Because when you have information, you have choices and you can advocate for yourself and your health.
Couldn't agree more.
Okay, so as we start to wrap up this deep dive, we want to leave you with something to think about.
Okay, yeah.
We've talked a lot about the link between obesity and breast cancer risk and how it's different for pre- and postmenopausal women. And we've talked about how important those individual factors are. So given all of that, what do you think is the most impactful way to really empower both individual women and their healthcare providers to work together? How do we bridge that gap between the research and actually using it to prevent breast cancer?
Oh, that's a tough one. There's no easy answer, unfortunately. But I think a big part of it is changing how we think about healthcare in general.
Okay, so moving away from that one-size-fits-all model.
Exactly. It's about embracing a more personalized approach. We need to empower women to be active participants in their own health. They need the knowledge to understand their own risk factors and work with their doctors to come up with a prevention strategy that really makes sense for them.
It's like instead of being a passive patient, you're a partner in your own healthcare journey.
Right. And that takes open and honest communication. Patients need to feel comfortable asking questions, advocating for themselves, and really talking about their concerns with their doctors.
And on the flip side, doctors need to be ready to listen and be supportive.
Exactly. They need to create that safe space for these conversations. Take the time to really understand each patient's individual needs and concerns and stay updated on the latest research, like this meta-analysis, so they can give the best advice possible.
Because as we've seen, there's no simple answer when it comes to obesity and breast cancer risk. It's complicated.
For sure. It's all these factors intertwined, and understanding those nuances is super important for developing effective prevention strategies.
It's really a journey of discovery, isn't it, for everyone involved?
It really is. And as research continues, we'll keep learning more and getting better at this, which will hopefully lead to even more personalized and even more effective approaches to preventing breast cancer in the future.
That's what we're all hoping for. Well, that's about all the time we have for today. For everyone listening, think about what you've learned today. Talk to your doctor. And remember, knowledge is power. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time.